Hey, happy Tuesday to everybody. We are jumping back to the book of Acts today, going back to Paul's travels in Acts chapter 17. He first goes in chapter 17 to a place called Thessalonica, and he is with his companions. And it's interesting because tomorrow we'll be starting the book of 1 Thessalonians, and we will be talking about what comes from what happens today. So Paul goes, and as he often does, he preaches first to the Jews in the synagogue in this town. And remember that Paul's main ministry was to Gentiles, non-Jews. But when he goes to these cities, he's often invited, and I don't know, maybe sometimes he invites himself to go teach in the local synagogue. So he goes there and he tells people about Jesus, and we see some fruit come from this very short trip to Thessalonica as he shares there, and some people become believers, but others start a mob against Paul and Silas. So it was a very short stay in Thessalonica, and because it was a short stay, Paul decided to write to the people in Thessalonica, which is where 1 Thessalonians come in tomorrow. So they then travel to a town called Berea, and again, Paul goes to the synagogue, and Berean Jews, they were solid in their faith. It tells us that they searched the scriptures to see if what Paul was saying was true. They tried to make sure it lined up with scripture, and there was great fruit in Berea, and it tells us that many people there came to know Jesus. So these Thessalonian thugs who had started this riot in Thessalonica, they come to Berea and they start a riot there, or they stir up the crowd. And so the Christians there sent Paul away to save him for his safety, and Silas and Timothy would follow. So in the meantime, Paul goes to Athens, Greece, and it tells us that he is really distressed when he's there because he sees all of these idols, all of these things these people from Athens are worshiping, all these statues. In fact, one statue is to an unknown god, or a god that's not knowable. And so Paul talks in their synagogue, and he debates with this group of philosophers that it tells us they just like to get together and talk about the newest ideas. It's like the coffee shop guys, right? And he shows them that God can be known. And I want to encourage you to really focus on that speech. Paul's words are beautiful here as he's talking to the people in Athens. But as we finish up here in our short time together today, I want to go back to Berea for a moment. It's a very short, just verses 10 to 15 here. And I had mentioned that the people in Berea were solid. It says in verse 11, "Now the Berean Jews were of more noble character than those in Thessalonica, for they received the message with great eagerness and examine the scriptures every day to see if Paul said was true." Man, I got to tell you, we can learn so much from these few verses in Acts 17. These people were eager for the message of Christ, but they also made sure that they did their due diligence and they checked it with the Word of God. This is an invaluable lesson for everyone who wants to grow in their faith, because there is so much false teaching out there about God and about God's desires for us and what God wants for us and what we need to do to be saved. And There's so much misinformation out there today on TV, on blogs, from certain teachers and pastors that are misleading people. I want you, and I tell you all the time, check everything I say to you, whether it's in these devotion Bible studies or whether it's on the platform on a weekend service. Check everything I say to scriptures. Be eager, and they were eager. There's a lot of people who are eager, but they never, ever check things out with scripture and discern what truth is, and therefore they're misled. So remember that. Let's learn from the church in Berea. Again, tomorrow we'll be looking at Paul's letter to the people in Thessalonica because he was driven out of there so quickly. Be back with you tomorrow. 1 Thessalonians tomorrow.